Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy
the weekend.
Are you looking forward to the weekend because you need it or because it's there?
It's just there. I'm actually a little nervous, if I can be completely honest.
For the weekend?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm hosting a bunch of little girls for a slumber party.
What's the age?
9.
Okay.
And I feel like I have these enormous boxes still in my dining room. Like, I feel like I have a hoarder's house, and I'm not ready.
Let's back up a second. What were the boxes for?
The big furniture piece that I put together last weekend.
Yes. Okay.
And then I got some deliveries this week for birthday party decorations. And I ordered some face masks for the girls to do a little spa thing.
Fun.
So I got to tear down these boxes and get these boxes out of the way.
My first inclination was have them play in the boxes. Third grade girls don't do that.
I don't think they're going to be down with that.
All right.
I don't think that they're going to be.
They don't want to build a castle.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they would.
I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I'm more wrong than you're wrong. You know them better than I do. Why would I know a thing about third grade girls? Outside of when I was in third grade.
Here's what
with
I know
those
about
girls.
Third grade girls.
That's the last time I thought about third grade girls was when I was in third grade with girls.
The birthday party theme is based on a game from Roblox.
I'm aware of Roblox. My nephews were way into it.
Okay.
But there's games within that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're basically
Wait a minute. Aren't boxes block size?
Yeah, but it's not a...
Call it Claire Blocks.
It's not a block game. It's a dress up. They're going to be playing dress up at this slumber party.
Fair enough. Okay.
It is basically...
Clear the boxes.
A slumber party. Let's do makeovers.
Yes.
Birthday Perfect. Party. Yeah.
So a bunch of 9-year-olds putting on makeup.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Is this tomorrow night?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy. I'm not ready. I don't have cake. I don't have, I don't know what they want to eat. I don't know. I have no plans.
And we're taking you and your husband away from your house tonight to socialize.
Thank you.
I thought you were I need that extra time. You need this. You need some quiet before the storm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's going to be nice to have some adult time.
Yeah.
And then... inundated kid time.
After those hurricanes come through, what is the next day like? Is it oh my God? Because in my head, it's one of those movies where it's a college party and there's plates and red Solo cups everywhere.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad?
It's not like that. It's more okay, let's catch up on that sleep.
Because, they were up all night long.
They didn't get
a lot of
sleep.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't get a whole lot of sleep.
Sure.
Why don't you take a nap? Which doesn't usually happen, but.
Do you make them go to church on those Sundays? Depends on.
No, I won't. I won't be because she will not be in any state.
Better to not do that.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be on my own in that department.
I'll pray for all of you.
I'll pray for your soul, baby. Don't worry.
I need to confess about my daughter not coming.
Yeah. Poor kid. Oh, she's got a terrible mother.
Well, are you getting the cake today? Tomorrow morning? Yeah.
I definitely will. One of those two options.
There's only two options. Plan.
I don't have a plan. No, I don't have a plan, Eric. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm wearing tonight. I don't know.
No, I do know that. You asked me, you pointed. We're already looking at magazines for our vision boards. You're like, can I wear that tonight?
How about that?
I'm like, that's a...
And why am I asking you? You know who I want to talk to? Your wife.
My wife.
Let me know when your wife's up, and I'll talk to her.
The moment you see her inspirational quote of the day on Facebook, she's up. And she'd be more than happy to talk to you.
Why am I even asking you?
Wardrobe pointers to everybody going to this event tonight.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah, don't ask me.
I'm not going to ask
you. I can
you.
Tell your husband what to wear.
And a new poll about the workplace.
Yes,
and
I'm in one right now.
Yes, as am I. And it made me think about our workplace because the workplace work poll is about profanity at work.
Okay.
Do you think
yay
it's okay?
Or nay or
do,
what?
Yeah, they ask people, do you think it is acceptable to drop a profanity in the workplace?
Is that the question you're asking me?
That's the question. Do you let it fly at work?
Yeah, I do.
I was like, in this Yes.
At this place?
Not here right now.
Absolutely 100% I do.
I can't believe how many people say no.
What? What are they scared? Liz, is that the problem?
That's the problem, I think. 1 in 3 say it's fine. 9% say it's completely acceptable. But 23% say it's somewhat acceptable. That means everybody else is like, no, don't do it.
That's because they're a bunch of chicken. That's the problem.
You're chicken.
No, there were two words there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There were two words there.
Oh, did you say?
Oh, did you look at me. I said chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Okay, yeah, okay. You got it.
Just making sure. Yeah. Just making sure. So you know what? Be bold. Be brave today. Maybe throw one around and see what happens.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother. That's right. Woo.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, in the spirit of trust, yes. I guess, I will give you a heads up on me today. I discovered a snack after we departed from each other yesterday.
A snack, you said?
Yes, we had a lovely time together. We went to Metro Steam Academy yesterday. And they asked us, they wanted us to talk about what is a career in radio like and how does that incorporate the elements of Steam. And we got a nice tour and everything. But after we left, I was starving.
I was starving.
You were starving. I went home and I dove into a snack. My husband and I had gone to good old Costco and I had a sample of a dip.
Yeah.
And it was so good that I bought the whole tub and I finally.
Which, by the way, is probably a serving of 12.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It could feed an army. But I cracked that baby open. I was like, I'm going to get after it because I have a lot of it.
What is it?
It's a garlic dip.
Oh.
And it is rank. And it's, but it's so good, Eric. It's so good. I used it on my egg sandwich this morning.
Oh, my God.
And I am just afraid that my garlic breath is going to make you not want to get too close to this breath today.
If it's better than that yogurt smell you had in the office a couple days ago, I'm okay.
What's wrong with yogurt?
I don't know, but that had an odor to it.
What's wrong with yogurt?
That had,
yogurt has a yogurt smell.
Yeah, but that had a smell like it had like a little sliver of yogurt, a little dollop had fallen on the floor and got worn into the carpet. About a month later, you still smell it.
No.
That's what your yogurt smelled like a couple days ago.
It was just yogurt.
Yeah, it did smell
like
yogurt.
It was fresh yogurt.
So I'm going to get the whiff of
you might get some wafts.
Garlic.
And I swear, I brush my teeth afterwards and everything, but I'm like, I still taste the garlic. It's like, boom. And actually, I think it says that on the... It's called
Boom Dip.
Boom Garlic or something like that. Tomb. Boom. Something like that.
Boom Tomb.
Boom Tomb. Boom Garlic. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
You'll think you died and gone to heaven with Boom Tomb Garlic Dip.
Am I dead or is this garlic dip?
It'll raise the dead, that's for sure. It also will protect you from vampires.
It writes itself.
Boom Tomb.
It's really good. It's really delicious.
Okay. I don't even know where to begin with this story.
How, at the beginning.
That's a great place to start.
Okay.
So tonight, there are four couples going out to Bruce Moore for an event. And we, the Shannon and Eric, Dance and Eric Hansen connection, we're the common denominator. We know all of you independently.
Yeah.
But you've not met everybody, and we're all meeting at my house first, a little glass of wine,
yeah,
some apps, and then we're going to go. One of the people coming tonight, out of the blue, said... They had supper with your former high school drama director.
What?
Last
wait,
night.
Wait.
Was your high school director's name Sherry?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Stuart.
Okay.
Wait, what?
No, I know. So welcome.
Stop it.
Welcome to Six
Stop
Degrees
it.
Of Eric Bacon. So you're going to meet a person tonight who had dinner with your former drama director last night.
Are we playing a game and I have to guess which one of them it is? This is going to be such a fun dinner party.
So I am not going to point them out.
Okay.
When
I just
everybody
have to...
walks in and you need to scan the room and figure out.
Or should I just pointedly ask, hi, do you know Sherry Stewart?
Or
hi,
that would
do you
work.
Know Sherry Stewart?
So I asked any dropped lines or forgotten cues? I wanted some dirt on your drama days in high school.
How dare you?
From Sherry, quote.
What? She was sitting right there with her?
She was perfect.
Oh, my God.
Such a great student. She was so good. She was tall.
Yeah.
So she was often cast in more mature roles.
Uh-huh.
One time, I wanted to cast her in a different type of role. Were you the ballerina and you can't take it with you?
Yes.
I was grandpa.
No.
And you can't take it with you.
What? We were both in this show?
We were the same show. You were hilarious. You were good at dancing. You were fun. You were talented. You were a great student. So says Sherry, direct from a person you don't know and you're going to meet tonight.
I believed everything except she said I was a good dancer?
Yeah.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
An interesting good news, bad news morning for Cedar Rapids. So the good news, new stats are out showing historic lows in violent crime in Cedar Rapids in 2024. Just one single homicide last year, notable declines in several property crime categories. Overall violent crime down 16% compared to last year, 17% against the five-year average. Fraud and scams also down. Crime stats released yesterday, we did see an uptick in shoplifting and a rise in weapons-related offenses. So that came coming up from Cedar Rapids Public Safety. The 2025 Iowa legislative session starts Monday, and a key lawmaker is going to put one of the first bills on the floor, which will be a moratorium for new casinos in Iowa. Which means if that passes, and it doesn't have to wait till the end of the session,
yeah,
it could pass and be signed within a day. This happened with a gas tax a couple years ago. Remember, everybody's
so
like,
would just stop everything in its
tracks. It would stop everything Cedar Rapids is working for. This is Bobby Kaufman, and that is a big name in the GOP in Des Moines. If that passes, it would block the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission from even having the meeting in February. That's a $275 million decision, by the way, that hinges on a lot of different decisions, but this could also impact that. If you remember, the Iowa House did pass a moratorium last April that would have now held casinos till at least applications till 2029. It never made it to the Senate. So I don't know what the feeling is because we have two chambers in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. It's got to pass both before it gets to the governor. But this is just a warning shot has been fired.
Okay.
So we'll see what comes out of that story. But knowing they all report back to work coming up on Monday and somebody's bringing this up on the floor soon.
And we could know this Monday.
Well, I don't think it's going to pass in one day because usually that first week
Let's
or two
about it.
Is a lot of, well, there's also like state of the state addresses and mm-hmm. a lot of pomp and circumstance.
Where's my name tag?
There's that. Which one's my desk?
Yeah.
How do I vote again?
Yeah.
All of those are like, I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
Yes. Where's
okay.
the bathroom? Wait, is there a cafeteria or do I just have to go to Jimmy John's every day for lunch? All of these questions everybody has every time they go to Des Moines.
And somebody's having lunch in the bathroom because they don't know
where to
sit.
Yeah,
it
all comes full circle. Is that where you go?
Yeah.
How about you tell, well, don't tell me, but tell, oh, you know what? If you do have a feeling all right story, please do tell me.
Okay.
Anytime, scramble at kzia.com. This is the collective you, not you.
Okay.
Go eat your lunch in the bathroom. Iowans can now submit the names of their mentors and local heroes. Nominations up for the 2025 Iowa Character Awards, recognizing Iowans who go above and beyond as leaders, volunteers, and role models in their communities. A variety of categories, from citizens to organizations, athletic teams to businesses. You have to show six pillars of character: trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and good citizenship. Since the program's launch, more than 100 individual Iowans and companies have been recognized with an Iowa Character Award. Go to iowacharacterawards.org. They're going to announce those winners coming up in June.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
The California wildfires are a serious problem, a crisis that's taking over so many homes. And people are wondering now, what do we do? How do we help? One person is swinging into action, Jamie Lee Curtis. She is donating $1 million to the California wildfire relief effort. She said, my husband and I and our children have pledged $1 million from our family foundation to start a fund to support our great city and state and the great people who live and love here. I'm in communication with Governor Newsom and Mayor Bass, Senator Schiff, where these funds need to be directed for the most impact. So she's doing her part.
It's going to be an unusual moment because you have so much wealth there.
Yeah.
So these numbers are going to be astronomically high for donations, which is great. But I'm still trying to wrap my head around the volume of destruction. And is that even going to, you know, scratch the surface of what they need to rebuild
and
to help people?
Like companies were not even offering fire coverage just with the number of fires in California the last couple of years. So I don't know.
It's kind of like in Iowa, like, do you have flood coverage? Do you not have flood coverage?
Right.
Where my parents had a place in Florida, you had to have hurricane coverage. And if you were on a lower level, you also had to have flood coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And those premiums are expensive.
Very expensive.
Yes.
So, I don't know what the relief is going to look like, what the coming back from this is going to look
like. And many of these celebrities can bounce back.
Totally.
They've got savings.
The funds are there.
Yes.
But it's the people who aren't multimillionaires.
My family used to grow oranges in California back in the 40s, and we've lived here ever since.
Yeah.
Those are the ones.
Or like the key grips and the people who work in the business.
In
the business. Gene Smart, the star of Hacks, chimed in about ideas to raise funds for wildfire victims and for firefighters. She said, with all due respect, during Hollywood's season of celebration, I hope all of the network television upcoming awards shows consider not televising them and donating any revenue that they would have garnered to the victims of the fires and to the firefighters.
That's an interesting approach.
Yeah. We've got the Grammys coming up on February 2nd, the Screen Actor Guild Awards on February 23rd, and the Oscars on March 2nd. So there's a number of different award shows. That's a fair point, Gene.
And I've talked a lot about the award show back in the day was your way to see the celebrity that you don't see all the time.
We see them all the time.
Social media, you see them all the time. Now you're just seeing them sitting down and dressed up better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So
I think it's a great one idea.
And this is crisis mode, right?
Yeah.
Let's do all we can. It looks, I had assumed that this was a natural disaster situation, but was it not so accidental? The Fonz thinks not.
Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler has a theory. He tweeted yesterday, there is an arsonist here in LA. May you be beaten. Unrecognizable. The pain you have caused.
That's a pretty hefty accusation, Fonzie.
I know. And what do you know, Fonz?
Hey, Mrs. C? I mean, is that just anger coming out?
I don't know, but there's other people chiming in. Actress Allison Sweeney agreed with his post. Chris Brown said someone's starting these fires. Stuff don't add up. Petra Murgatroyd, former pro from Dancing with the Stars, retweeted a guy who said that he saw five men running around with ski masks starting fires.
Oh, no. Yeah. Now we're going to get in conspiracies.
The
right?
LAPD did catch someone suspected of starting a very recent fire. However, authorities are not ready to assign blame for the other fires yet. LA Fire Chief Kristen Crowley said that the cause of the fires remains unknown and it continues to be under investigation.
And get all those people with a hose. We'll look at footage later.
Right.
And I kind of like back off Hollywood for just a minute.
Yeah. We will investigate after, but right now we're in crisis mode. We need to figure this out. Other news and other Hollywood news. It is Hoda Kotb's last week on the Today Show, and they're sending her off and wanted to show her a little bit of love, make things a little bit special on Hoda's last week. So, her gal pal, Jenna Bush Harger, surprised her with one of her favorites, her crush, her celebrity crush, who's Blake Shelton. I'm just kind of surprised. I didn't know.
It's mine also, so.
Okay, surprise. I did not. Things got interesting because they had a FaceTime with Blake. I guess couldn't show up, so he's in Oklahoma. But they did have a FaceTime with Blake, and they were speaking, and things got a little juicy or maybe even awkward. Jenna said, Hoda is in love with you, and she has been for many years. I think she let that go, but she still adores you, and I know that you adore her. And then Blake told a story about a time when he thought Hoda and him maybe could have gotten together.
I think Hoda was playing a little coy right there.
Maybe a little
bit. I think she remembers.
She said that she's, now that she's retiring, she's never going to leave parties early. She said, you know, it's part of the job. You know, you have to leave parties because you're on the Today Show. You can't stay out late. You got to go to bed. Couldn't stay and hang out with her crush, Blake Shelton, because she had to go to sleep.
She can now.
Now you can, Hoda. Now you can shoot your shot. I mean, it's a little too late because he's married now, but...
Well, find another...
Dang it.
Find another basket.
There we go.
Go to the other side of the gym.
There's never going to be another Blake Shelton. How
That's
dare
true,
you?
That's true, though. For Hoda and me.
That's what we like to call...
Z's Sleaze.
Welcome to Nerd News on this second week of the year 2025, as we broadcast, as we always do.
Always.
From an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, if you look us up on that old latitude-longitude map, 41.88 degrees north, longitude 91.72 degrees west. Welcome to week number two of Nerd News for the new year. Please recycle, repurpose your real Christmas tree, or do what the city says and make sure it gets to the proper location.
Do the right thing.
By all means, do not eat it.
What?
In Belgium, what? Their food safety agency in Belgium had to issue a warning because the city's recycling social media offered the idea to use parts of your Christmas tree in recipes. The Federal Agency for Safety of the Food Chain, that's a group in Belgium, quickly said, no, 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 do not eat the nettles. So this goes to a post that says, in Scandinavia, they've been doing it for a long time, picking the needles from the branches, boil them, pour them through a sieve, dry them on a clean cloth, then you can make needle butter for bread or toast.
No.
The safety food agency is like, hold up. Trees aren't in the food chain. Let's start with that. And two, a lot of these are already sprayed, right?
Yeah.
So the pests are gone. You want that right look of the tree so it lasts longer. So the agency quickly explained all that. And then the food group took all of that stuff down.
Sorry, we didn't know what we were talking about.
But I think the final post was, well, at least they still do it in Scandinavia. It's like, nana, nana, boo, boo. It still happens.
Well,
but don't do it here.
Scandinavians still do it.
But I guess in Belgium, we won't.
You know what? I don't think that would have tempted a single American.
To try eating parts of their tree?
No.
You know why? There's too many steps.
We like our sugar.
We do.
Like, I don't think that...
I'm not putting needles in butter.
No.
That's absurd.
Did you say needles or nettles?
Well, I've used both. I think they're interchangeable.
You have to use needles to get the nettle.
I think that's how it works.
What?
Okay, from the Criminal Science Files, unusual 911 calls from 2024, Saskatchewan. They release this every year.
I love it.
They give the top 10 calls for 911. I'm going to give you all of them.
Please.
Number 10, somebody called because they didn't recognize a face on their Facebook page. That sounds like something my mom would do.
Yeah.
Number 9, parents were forcing them to clean their room.
Oh.
Number 8, a fox was wandering in the neighborhood and scaring a cat. 911. Number 7, there was a bee in their house. Number 6, I can't unlock my cell phone. Number
What?
Yes. Number 6 was 911. Hi, I can't unlock my cell phone.
Guys, come on.
Number 5. Hi, 911. Yes, my neighbor just tossed my ice cream cone on the ground.
Ooh.
Number 4, their cat was being mean and they couldn't get out of the house.
Okay.
Number 3, their washing machine wasn't working.
You called 911? You call a repairman.
Number 2, student called, didn't understand a math problem, had a test the next day.
Okay,
911 calls, Saskatchewan, Wisconsin, or was Saskatchewan, Canada of 2024. Number 1 was theft. Resident reporting somebody had just left a party at their house and stole a tambourine. That was the
tambourine theft is a crime, Jim.
Tambourine
yes.
theft in
yes.
Canada on the rise.
You know
that
what?
Was your number 1 911 call in Saskatchewan.
Now that is crime. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're okay with that one?
That one I'm okay. You go ahead and you call. Somebody stole your tambourine? Yeah.
But if there's a bee in your house.
If there's a bee,
don't
waste
call.
People's time. No.
If you don't recognize a face on your social media page.
And
if a fox is scaring the local cat.
I appreciate that because the police could find that suspect because they can hear that tambourine jingling as the suspect is getting
it's
away.
It's kind of like if you've been injured, right? And like, there's a trail of blood.
Yeah.
Or footprints. You just stop and you listen.
You just follow the noise.
And you
he
listen for tambourine. And if you don't hear anything, you play a song with a good beat. Because if you're holding a tambourine, you're going to play it.
They can't resist
it. You can't resist it. And then you nab them. That's good detective work right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
That's great detective work. Okay. A surprise 46 years in the making. What did a home contractor find in the walls of his childhood home? I take you to Illinois, Lombard, Illinois.
Please don't be his long lost twin.
Tim King, 53, found his brother. Tim King bought his childhood home from his parents and is gutting the project and making it a new house.
Okay.
For he and his family. He's inside the bathroom and took out one of those old-timey medicine cabinets, right?
Yeah.
Got the, so there's a pocket in the wall. And he's like, I better check just to see if there's anything back there. Lo and behold, wrapped in Disney Christmas wrapping paper was what they discovered eventually was a Christmas gift for him from 1978.
What did he get? What did he get?
His parents used to wrap presents in the attic, and he thinks something fell through the crawl space and got in between the wall, the plaster and the wall, the subwall, and just sat there. And for 46 years, that was the only Christmas his sister got one more gift than him because his parents couldn't find it. His parents are still alive. He FaceTimed them, and he opened from 1978.
Oh, this is so sweet.
A vintage Matchbox toy airplane set.
How much is it worth now?
I did not look that up.
Oh, I hope he struck it rich.
But the funniest part about it is as he's opening it and he's complaining that his sister got that extra present that year, his mom said, I don't remember buying that for you at all.
You know what? That was me.
It's a long time ago.
I said that many times just this year. I remember that.
Or the flip side, it wasn't in our wall, but that Sunday we were cleaning, Shannon came out of her office. She's like, oh, this was supposed to be in her stocking.
Oh, hey, by the way, I also bought you this.
You never know what you're going to discover if you look hard enough. That's Nerd News.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week. Nerds for Nerd News on Z102.9.
What magazine are you looking at right now?
I'm just reading the People magazine from July.
Of this year?
Of this year. Kevin Costner on the cover.
I don't know if I've gone through that one yet. My current journey right now, we were talking yesterday about our vision boards, and you'll see it in one of our videos. I believe it's our predictions for 2025. Taylor wants me to connect with Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Apparently, whenever we post stuff on TikTok and people hear my voice, they think I sound a lot like Steve Carell.
That is one of the number one comments on Z102.9's TikTok is the bearded guy because people don't necessarily know.
They don't know who I am.
Yeah, this is like a worldwide thing. So they think you sound like Steve Carell.
So I've been going through. And by the way, the volume of magazines we had, I brought in one called Thrifting.
Yeah.
And you had one from home.
Garden Living or something that my husband gets.
And then your husband.
Yeah.
Okay. And then all of a sudden,
yeah, I know.
Out of the blue, mounds and mounds of magazines show up in our office 2 days ago.
Yeah. Well,
what's the story there?
Sometimes you have to think outside of the box. And last time we did struggle with coming up, like, where do you find magazines, right?
We went to like a local used bookstore and just went, I think it was like a dollar a magazine.
Yeah,
so we bought like 10 bucks worth, 20
bought
bucks worth.
A stack of them. Yeah. And I was like, ah, gosh, it's not expensive, but there's people who are just throwing these things away because it's like, I don't need this, I don't need this. So I was trying to think of like, who are the people who are just throwing these things away? And then I thought, waiting rooms. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I just had my oil changed at McGrath. They had tons of magazines sitting in the service area. Yeah. So called and said, hey, do you guys have any magazines?
What did they say?
They said yes.
So these are McGrath magazines?
Yes. If you look at every single magazine
way,
I have brought in.
I, as I'm watching you right now thumb through it, I didn't once consider looking at the mailing label.
Look at the mailing label. It says Pat McGrath.
All right, I've got...
We're getting Pat McGrath's mail.
I've got People magazine from January of 2024. Hey, look right there. Pat McGrath.
Yeah. We just got a bunch of
what else
Pat
we have here?
McGrath's magazines. It was so funny because I called and I spoke to the lady, who's the receptionist. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, that's no problem. But when I walked in to pick them up, she was on the phone. She was busy.
Yep.
Business. a wonderful sales associate greeted me as I walked in and was very excited to get me into a new car.
They always are.
And his face.
That's why all of the sales desks have windows, so they can watch you in the lot, and then they watch you come in, and their eyes are always so big. It's a moment of hope.
His face when I told him I was there for magazines and not cars. Oh, the fall. It fell. It fell.
Did his shoulders just kind of go?
Yes. I mean, he was happy to hand me the magazines, but he's like, dang it, I was really hoping she was going to buy a car.
I mean, the good news is you're the only one who probably said that.
Yeah.
Usually I bet they just get, no, I'm just looking. But you're clearly not there for anything.
I'm not there for a car at all.
Okay, well, I'm now going through this stack.
I should have told him, hey, we bought some this summer. We're good.
Also, you just did my oil change. Okay, so we got a ton of people's. I just found an Essence magazine.
Ooh.
North American Whitetail. It's a hunting magazine.
Oh, Ben's going to love that.
Put a big buck on his vision board for no reason. He does like to go play slot machines. He wants to win big bucks.
He wants to win big bucks.
Put that on your vision board.
Yes.
Big bucks.
Yes.
Here's the key. Find about four or five deer pictures, make sure they're all bucks, and then like make a collage. Big bucks for Ben.
Big bucks.
Oh, there's Sports Illustrated, which is good. I've got that football thing I want to put on.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
We've got so many goals that we want to accomplish, and I think we have enough magazines now. Thank you. I think the 2025 Morning Scramble Vision Board's brought to you by Pat McGrath Chevrolet.
Do we all have to at least snip one of the mailing labels and put it on our vision boards? Did you sell a sponsorship to McGrath?
Oh, no.
For our vision boards? Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Sisters of Savings, for bringing us our visions of 2025. On top of it all, thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Murph.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
It's fun to watch these vision boards just kind of slowly come together.
We're trying to set goals and accomplish them for 2025 by creating these vision boards that'll help inspire us and keep us on track throughout the year.
You know me. I've always been anti-resolution because you make a promise to yourself, and the moment you break it, which is this weekend, most resolutions die this weekend.
Yep.
Just, it's like, why even enter into that contract? Because I know it's not going to work. A couple years, you and I did a word. I really love that. And I think for some people, that's the best way to go.
Absolutely.
And maybe even like personally, maybe we do that. And then professionally, we do something else. But vision boards are great because it also kind of lays out 12 months of things.
Yeah.
Right?
It was super fun last year to have these hanging up in our office. We're like, oh, yeah, I forgot that we wanted to build a cardboard boat. I forgot we wanted to, I don't know, make.
Well, we have everything from handing out to chicken at Halloween to playing pickleball, right?
And don't forget, though, these are the things that you wanted to accomplish.
Good visual representations. Now, the key to most vision boards, find some construction paper or some poster board and then go raid somebody's waiting room, dentist, doctor, Pat McGrath Chevyland.
I already went through there.
You went to Pat McGrath Chevyland and we got a stack of magazines. So now I believe our vision boards are sponsored by Chevyland.
In a way, yes, they are.
But we, right now, this looks like fourth grade art class and we're putting a collage together. There are magazines and scissors and glue everywhere. This is messy.
It is a
little
bit.
It works, but it's messy.
Chaotic. But we're enjoying the process. However, we had some advice from a friend telling us there is another way.
There's a cleaner way to do this.
I am a student at Full Sail University.
Okay.
And we do a lot with Canva and we do a lot with vision boards. And this year I've decided to make a vision board to help me save money and do the things that I want to do and get a new motorcycle and things like that. And I wanted to share it with you guys. So basically, you can take Canva and make a whiteboard and pull all your photos from Google.
Oh, so instead of magazines and like glue sticks.
Correct.
And yeah.
And you can print it on a poster board.
That is slick.
Interesting.
I didn't know you could use Canva for that.
I didn't either.
No.
I
love that idea. Is yours done?
And you can, yeah, mine's done.
Okay.
It's actually sitting on my computer right now as my desktop image, because I'm on my computer so much.
Oh my God, and then it'd be right there.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. This is good stuff. I love that you're giving us a more modern way of doing it.
Dallas, you've just brought us into the whatever century this is. 21st?
Is this your first ever vision board, Dallas, or have you done this before?
This is my first ever vision board. So
wow, and then you took it to the next level. Yep,
and kind of what I have on it is like I graduate this year in October, and then I'll start my next degree a month after. So on there is to graduate this year, as well as the things that I want to accomplish this year. So like I want to save money for my trip to Disney at the end of the year, as well as I want to get a new motorcycle and spend more time with my family and
awesome
go about it that way. And my girlfriend actually gave me the idea to make it, and so that's what I did. And I sat down, just really thought about the things that were really important to me. So I wanted to relay it to you guys because I was like, that's a really good idea.
I like that method too.
Less mess.
Yeah.
You've got millions of photos to choose from instead of just out of magazines that people have already taken pictures of.
Yep.
Whereas Google, you've got this, and this that you could go and pick.
A little more unlimited and a little more pointed. Yeah.
Yep. And the cool thing about it is you can reuse each template you make. So if you didn't complete something on your vision board, you can take that template and keep what's on it that you want to keep on it, but remove what you've already accomplished. Now you don't have to worry about tearing paper.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
I got the easy job. I just got to spin.
Yeah.
You got to find the stories and read them.
You know what? I feel like I have the easy job. I feel like you have more pressure because if you, like, your hand slips or something, how embarrassing.
Well, now, you know what? You just got my head.
Oh, sorry. Did that ruin everything?
Yes, that ruined all of it.
Well, go ahead. Step up.
No, now I don't want to.
No, spin the wheel.
How about you spin the wheel?
Oh, I can't reach it from over here.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Come on, Eric. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Dang it. Can I do it? Nope.
What did it land on?
Three.
Hey, you know what? You'll appreciate this. Oh, Mr. Nerd News. Neil deGrasse Tyson, the most famous astrophysicist in the world, is he not?
He's head nerd.
Head nerd, lead nerd.
Yes.
Turns out, also a fantastic dancer.
Of course he is.
He won a gold medal
at
a dance meet in 1985 doing Latin ballroom dancing for the University of Texas dance team.
Let's unpack all of that for a second.
Yeah.
University
of Texas has a dance team.
And it had an astrophysicist, because that's probably what he was going to school for at the time.
He was majoring in astrophysics.
Do you think first day of school on the quad, he's just walking booth to booth, and there's like astronomy club? Nah. Science club? Done
nah.
That. Dance club.
But his
dance team.
I have a feeling it's mother, right? Mother wanted him to be a dancer.
Mother.
And he called her mother. Mother wanted him to be a dancer. He's been taking dance classes for a while.
He still has leotards that date back to when he was in grade school.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's good at it.
And lots of ribbons.
But his passion was astrophysics.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Nerd and a dancer? He's a double threat.
Lots going on.
I like this one because I just hit a button.
Yeah.
It's not as hard. One. I'm still embarrassed about the first spin.
It's fine. Don't be embarrassed. I got in your head.
You did.
Reese's Pieces.
Love them.
So good. I enjoy them, but they are not the same filling as Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
They seem creamier.
Exactly. That's why they are creamier.
Isn't it the same base, though?
It's not.
It's not?
Reese's Pieces are creamier consistency than the filling of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. That's it's like chunky versus smooth peanut butter.
In my stocking this year have you seen the Monster Cups? They're a pound each. And I haven't opened.
You bring that.
I haven't opened it yet.
I will help you with it.
May I bring
Why
it?
Why don't we bring, I will bring I help it to you. You? Let me help you.
I will bring it
Let
to you on
you.
Monday.
What is this wheel?
This is Spin Doctor Spin number
Woo!
Three. Spin Doctor number three. Eight, please.
Number eight. Did you know that the stem of a pumpkin has its own name?
It's called Don't Carry It By This. Every side and every pumpkin patch, it's called Don't Carry It By This.
This could easily snap.
Yes.
The stem of a pumpkin is called a peduncle.
It is not.
It is called a peduncle.
So when you say grab it by the peduncle.
Yeah, grab that pumpkin by the peduncle.
I love it starts with P.
I know, they're both P.
So a pumpkin's peduncle is its stem.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And if you need to grab the pumpkin from the pumpkin patch, you need to go to the pumpkin patch and grab pumpkins by the peduncle.
Peduncle. And it's interesting. And, you know, every pumpkin's different. Some have big peduncles.
Yeah.
And some have small peduncles.
Look at the little peduncle.
And it shouldn't pumpkin. You shouldn't be ashamed, pumpkin. That's just how, your peduncle was made. That's just how it is.
Ah, look at that.
Can you daily double me in the eight, please?
Daily double.
Yeah.
King Arthur. Very well known.
The guy that took the sword out of the stone.
I was just going to say, you know the name of his sword, Excalibur.
Yes.
Right? Very famous is Excalibur. Did you know he also had a spear?
Nobody knows about King Arthur's spear.
Nobody knows about his spear, but his spear was named Ron.
I wanted it to be peduncle.
Nope, it was Ron.
Ron?
It's King Arthur's spear. Was Ron.
Bring me Excalibur!
And Ron!
What about Ron? Bring that too!
We hope you didn't hear this. The scramble screwed up.
That insider, of course, is the guy inside our building, Tom Bravo. Tom? Tom?
Tom. Yeah, Tom. We know him as Tom, but, you know, that's his Halloween name.
Tommy Brahmy. Todd Bravlekamp joins the morning scramble. I'm so sorry. That's going to bite me many times.
Yeah, it will.
That's not just a oops-a-doodle.
No.
That will find me years from now. Tom Bravlekamp will be hiding around a corner somewhere. Todd Bravlekamp from 1600 ESPN joins us after 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock. My God! Caitlin Clark just cracks the top 10.
Well, we had a bunch of celebs on Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's, rockin' Seacrest, New Year's.
Seacrest, Dick Clark, New Year's Eve, and rockin' are in there. We just don't know the order.
It definitely, there's all those
all
words.
All the words have to be in the title. We just don't know how it goes. No. I mean, just think of all the fun ways people were dying in the early 1800s.
Did you say fun ways they were dying? The fun ways they were dying.
Christmas tree fires.
Think about those fun ways of dying.
Childhood illnesses. All those fun ways they were dying.
Happy New Year.
In the long times ago.
Nellie,
great Joni. Great Joni.
Great
good
Joni.
Old great Joni. Great Jones County fan.
She's great.
I think we started this about, I don't know, 1999, maybe. Year 2000?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. Yeah. Not 1999.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say
2019. I didn't even know you in 1999.
I was going to say that was way back.
I was junior high back then. Okay. 2019.
When the Z-Ball was forged, I believe, 1999.
As they were trying to source the blue liquid.
That's when the blue liquid entered the Z-Ball.
The best of the worst of the morning scramble. Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.